We are up to Simin Shin Pei Siv Dalet, and that's what we'll be doing. In Bnei Achotze She'irvu Mevatlim Rishusam Li Echod Shalo Irif. What happens if you have a chotzer with, let's say, 15 different batim, 15 houses open to it? One person doesn't want to make the Erev, so he's not mishtatef in the Erev. So what they want to do now is they want to be mevatel their rishus to him. So the halachi is, hu mutar lahotzi mibeiso lachotzer v'lo mibateihem. He's allowed to go. They can be mevatel their rishus to him. He can now carry from his house to the chotzer, v'lomi bateim, and not from their houses to the chotzer. Imlo shebidlu beferish gamrishus beisam. The Rama speaks out unless he explicitly was. They were explicitly mevatel their rishus of their houses. But otherwise, one cannot be carry from their house to the rishus to the chotzer. He can carry from his house to the chotzer. V'heim asurim af mibayis lechotzer. They cannot carry from his house to the chotzer. V'lo arminu shiu ka'archim. Even though when one person is mevatel his rishus to the rabbim, he can carry from their house to the rishus harabim, to the chotzer, I mean. He can carry from their house to the chotzer because he's considered an oreach. The rabbim is not considered an oreach at the yochids. She'ein rabbim nasim orchim eitzel yochid. The rabbim cannot become orchim to the yochid. Vu adinam hayu shnayim levad, ubitel echanem lechavero, hamavatel osir. Apishal chavero, vachavero mutar apishal atzmo. That let's say one was ma'arif, and one of them was mevatel his rishus to the other one. So halachi is, the one that was mevatel his rishus, cannot carry from the other one's house into the chotzer. Even though an oreach should be able to, the teretz is, a yochid doesn't become an oreach to a yochid, and a rabbin to a yochid. It's only a yochid to a rabbin. V'chein rabbim shlo irvu shenosta rishusam l'rabbim she'irvu. Lefish ha-yochid nasa oreach etzla rabim, v'rabim ein nasan orchin afilu etzla rabim, v'lo ha-yochid etzla yochid. A yochid to a yochid not, a rabim to a rabim not, only a yochid to a rabim. Shachu shnayim v'lo irvu. So now what happens, by the way, the lashon over here was mutter af b'shel atzmo. Really what it means to say was mutter only b'shel atzmo. He's not mutter b'shel chavira. Yeah. Now, what happens? Shachu shnayim v'lo irvu. Two forgotten didn't make an erev. Yecholim levatel rishusam, sheyevatel kol echad mem rishuso l'chol b'nei ha-chotzer. Each one can independently be mevatel his rishus to everybody else. Beinim mevatel merabim she'irvu, whether you're being mevatel to a yochid that was marbe, that was ma'arev. Beinim mevatel merabim she'irvu to a rabim, the yochid is mevatel to a rabim that made an erev. Ubavat shekol echad mem yevatel lechol echad, beinim mevatel leechad shelo irev. Whether you're mevatel to someone who was ma'arev or somebody that wasn't ma'arev, as long as every one of them makes a separate bittel so that he is a yochid. Aval ein mevatel leshnayim shelo irvu. But if you're mevatel to two that weren't ma'arev, you accomplish nothing because they're going to aser on one another anyway. Beinim mevatlim rabim v'irvu, beinim hu yochid shelo irev. You can't be mevatel in a setup that after your bittel there'll still be more than one person there because they're assering on one another. Now there's a kunz. Let's say you have the two of them that weren't ma'arev. So one says, I'll mevatel to you, I'll menas that you're mevatel to somebody else. We don't bother with that either. That means that you could only be makna your own rishus. You cannot be makna a rishus that you got by way of someone else's bittel. So even though we learned before that mitzad and eruv, if you are allowed to be ma'arev, if someone was mevatla's rishus to you, and that's all included in the eruv, that's because you're being ma'arev. Not so with regard to bittel. If I'm mevatla my rishus to one person, he couldn't then go and be mevatla his rishus together with mine.